In the heart of Birmingham, amidst the concrete jungle, is a grand pagoda carved from Chinese stone. It's a gift from a family forever grateful for the opportunities they found here.
What does the pagoda symbolise to you?
It shows and brings a lot of our the Chinese culture and displays that to the local people of Birmingham, really.
The Yips made their fortune in food. For them, the arrival of the Chinese premier in their hometown could bring further riches.
I think it's a great endorsement of Birmingham. It shows that he sees a lot of potential in Birmingham, and I think he's also, by doing that, encouraging more investment into the city and also into the UK.
Wun Jiabao leads the fastest-growing economy in the world. The first stop on his UK visit, Birmingham's MG car plant. Once home to Rover, now Shanghai Automotive. Optimists see opportunity that goes beyond this new and niche business.
They've already told us they need investment in infrastructure, in automotive technologies, financial services, town planning, those sorts of things. They're looking to buy from the world. And the fact that he's chosen to come to Birmingham in the region shows that we've struck a chord.
Currently, China is the UK's second largest trading partner outside the EU. Last year, trade between the two countries was worth more than £31 billion. China spent £10.8 billion on products and services made by UK firms. That's up just over 40% on the previous year.
One of the most intriguing aspects of this visit is the possibility of Chinese involvement in High Speed 2, the super-fast rail link which would rejuvenate this old railway station in Birmingham and mean that London is just 45 minutes away.
It's controversial, and what the Chinese influence might be isn't yet clear, but it indicates a significant change. It was once Britain, particularly Birmingham, that was the workshop of the world. Now global trade is dominated by three words. Sharing in the huge profits they generate can go far beyond Beijing. Lisa Dowd, Sky News, Birmingham.